Treasury runs three major procurement systems across the department. By themselves, the systems work fine. Each serves a different purpose, but the systems don't work together. This lack of cohesion makes it harder for Treasury to get a complete view of what it's buying. Treasury Chief Information Officer Robin East saw an opportunity to consolidate these procurement systems, and bringing the right people together via Techstat marked the first important step.
Out of that came some initiatives that will take us forward that focus on standardizing the data that we use, having some standard definitions of procurement data across those systems, and starting to bring data together out of those various systems so that we can have a more strategic use of the data for decision making around procurement.
Treasury's experience in application of Techstat is much different than most agencies. Many departments use Techstat to bring IT programs back from the brink of failure. But as agencies get more comfortable using Techstat to improve systems, new and unexpected benefits are becoming more apparent. Federal CIO Stephen Van Roekel.
Technology has this amazing ability to lever up in other areas. It produces efficiencies, productivity, better service to your constituents, customers, employees, all those sorts of things. So in many cases, what we're trying to do with Techstat is find savings.
Van Roekel points to a recent example at the Homeland Security Department. Techstat helped DHS reorganize the timeline for an immigration system and realize savings from that.
They actually had some citizen-facing components up and running. That wasn't planned for the next few years. They could take these components that were probably years away and lots of risk and lots of dollars away, and when they were delivered, the technology probably be relatively out of date, and bring those forward. And Techstat was the way we had an evidence-based face-to-face discussion about this stuff and was able to redefine it and pull it in. Developing in a more agile, modular way is going to end up saving money in the out years.
Van Roekel says it took DHS just a few months to make the changes that came from that second Techstat session of the program. Treasury, like DHS, used Techstat to initiate change at a quicker rate. East says she knew the agency could put the data from their procurement systems to better use to meet Treasury's mission. The CIO and Chief Acquisition Officer's offices are leading several of the initiatives. The first one was the development of a data dictionary to make sure the agency was talking about procurement in the same way. Paul Sforza is a senior advisor to the Treasury CIO and works on the procurement effort. He describes a second set of recommendations by several agency-wide working groups created after their Techstat session.
Anyone who is a procurement professional across the enterprise, they should have a place that they can go to communicate requirements, to collaborate on documents, on procurement packages. And so those three investments essentially work towards providing that portal, that business intelligence platform, and the movement of the data from the procurement systems into that environment.
Treasury CIO East says budget and culture challenges are holding back the consolidation of the three procurement systems, but the current efforts are following the right path. Sforza says Techstat brought the CIO and CAO offices closer together.
Having worked side by side for several months on an issue that honestly was really a tough issue for the procurement office, the opportunities that they have or the issues that they deal with are very real. And so having a partner on the IT side who can help them not only articulate the issue and the value, but also come up with a path forward on how do you begin addressing these issues, I think it really helped to solidify the relationship between the two organizations.
Sforza says Techstat comes at a good time for Treasury's procurement effort.
There's a bit of a perfect storm in that funding is getting much more and more restricted. There is a desire to have more active governance, more involvement between business and IT, and looking at where it's spending its money. And so the combination of those things, I think, is enabling the decision-making to occur, where in the past it might have been more difficult.
Customs and Border Protection put its decade-old automated commercial environment program through Techstat in 2010. Linda Jaxta is the executive director of the Cargo Systems Program Office and co-program manager of ACE.
One of the things I think Techstat does is it puts you up in lights. And so people want to say, okay, now you're up in lights. What are you going to do? How are you going to respond? And I think we were able to respond well and through that process. And I think that bodes well for the commitment of CBP and the department. So in that vein, I think it gives us the transparency to say, okay, you've had these concerns. What have you done about them? And we were aggressive in addressing some of those concerns. And I think folks internally and externally saw how we responded to that and saw the commitment and dedication going through that process. Really show that CBP is very resilient and very committed.
Jaxta says CBP uses Techstat as a management tool to get a fair and unbiased review of the program's progress from all sides. And if CIOs are not getting cooperation from other parts of the agency, OMB's Van Roekel steps in.
I've told CIOs in government or other people in government across the communities to make the next one with me. And we can make sure that that sort of gets conveyed, that the right people aren't showing up. Let's use my convening power to make that happen. And I've had it happen a couple times. It's been a good way of ensuring accountability on this stuff.
OMB recently introduced the next phase of TechStat called Portfolio Stat. Van Roeckel is expanding the reviews to include more than just IT programs. All projects under a specific business function are included. In part 3 of my series, Inside TechStat, NASA walks us through the review of its Enterprise Data Center program. In Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.